one pointed to Krishna. Understand? One pointed to Krishna, not to any other. But why we are worshipping Ramchandra? Then we are not one pointed. But this is not the fact. Krishna is Akhil Rasamrit Sindhu. Understand? Krishna is the enjoyer of all rasa. Understand? Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhu and Aishwaryamayi Prem Seva, Madhurjamayi Prem Seva, everything he is an enjoyer of all. So, sometimes to enjoy Marjadamayi Rasa Bhakti. Understand? Marjadamayi Rasa Bhakti. He comes in the form of Ram. And Radhika comes in the form of
Sita.
So, Radha Krishna and Ram Sita are not different. So if you are worshipping Ram, we are worshipping Krishna himself. Sometimes he wants to enjoy Bhishan Ras, Vibhatsa Ras, killing demon Hiranyakashipu to protect
Radha.
So Nrisimha is also Krishna. So what he told in his kirtan, Kesavadrita Matsa
Kurma,
Kesavadrita Kurma
Sarira
Varaha,
Kesavadrita Varaha Rupa, Kesavadrita
Narahari Rupa,
Narahari Rupa, Kesavadrita Bhamana Rupa, Krishna Drita Bhrigupati Rupa, Krishna Dhita
Ramasa,
Krishna Dhita Baladeva Rupa, Krishna
Dhita
Buddha
Sarira,
Buddha Sarupa, Kesava
Dhita
Kalka Sarira. Or in so many avatars, he Krishna descends. So he is same as Krishna. As Krishna, in Braja, enjoys Shantaras, Dasaras, Sakha, Varsal, and Madhu. Or Madhur are also in 63 kinds. All gopis are not in one mood.
260.
Huh?
360
sakhis are not anything but Kaya Vyuha of Radhika.
Bodily manifestation of Srimati Radhika. Bodily manifestation
Of Radhika. One Radhika mood becomes one sakhi. And Krishna enjoys all. So he comes to fulfill one of his desires in Ram form, with Radhika in form of
Sita.
So we should not think that we are not one-pointed Radha Krishna worshippers. What Ram did? What he did? Made his this pastime so karuna, pathetic, that even any person can weep by hearing his
pastimes.
First, when he was born, he came with his more three
brothers.
Huh?
Brothers.
In fact, prakash
manifestation
like Bharat,
Lakshman,
Shatrughna. They are not different from
Lord Ram.
Same. But how to serve Ram? To show this, Ram became in the form of Bharat, Shatrughna, Lakshman. And they were serving. You know that Dasharatha has 360
prominent queens.
Prominent queen and other more, thousands, but no son, no any girl.
No issue.
So anyhow, he did a fire sacrifice with the help of
Singa Rishi.
And then four sons came. But before this, one thing you should know. When he has no any
child,
once he went for hunting, and it became night. He went nearby to his friend Kayakaya, Raja,
King Kayakaya,
whose daughter was Kayakaya. In the night, Maharaj Kayakaya told to her daughter that you should look after his prasadam and everything. And she sucked in such a way that Maharaj Dasharatha was very much satisfied. And he was also attracted to her beauty and his quality. In the morning, before going to Ayodhya, he told to King, I want something to you. Please give me that donation. What donation you want? I want your daughter. She is very qualified. So I want to marry her. King began to laugh and rejected his proposal. I can't give my daughter to you. Why? You have so many
queens.
I will marry my daughter to only one person whose son will be the king. Then you'll have to promise that a son by her womb will be king. Then I will give my. He began to laugh. I have no child. If by this girl, your daughter, a son, I will be very fortunate. And he automatically will be the king. Thus, daughter was married to Maharaj Dasharatha. But by fortune, now he has four sons.
Three queens.
First Ram.
Kausalya.
Bharat.
Then Bharat from
Kaikeyi.
Then two sons from
Sumitra. Lakshman, Shatrughna.
In Indian culture, it is said that only the eldest son will be the king. Maharaj Dasharatha now was in
dilemma.
What to do? They went to the Vasishtha of school, Ram Lakshman Bhart. There they were learning everything, all vidya. Then they returned to father's house. One day, Ram was playing in the lap of Kayakai. Kayakai used to love Krishna,
Ram,
more than Bharat. So always Ram used to play in the lap of Kayakai, more than Kaushalya. Ramchandra told mother, I want a bone from you. What bone? You will have to give me. Promise. Then she promised, I can give my life even for you. I don't want life, but I want that.
The insignificant thing.
That you should tell Maharaj Dasarath that Bharat will be king and Ram should be exiled to Ban.
Forest.
Oh, I cannot do this. I can.
You promised.
And then, but you promised. If you will not fulfill, my whole, everything will be spoiled.
My pastimes.
Because I'm telling something very
confidential.
That I am Bhagavan. And all the demigods have Brahma himself, Shankar. They have
prayed me
to come to kill all the demons like
Ravan
and others. Anyone cannot do?
Take the burden away from earth.
They are the burden of earth. Then Kaikeyi began to weep and told, If I can give my life for you, I will do this for you. And that is why she
asked benediction to Maharaj Dasarath.
Gaud Pramanand.
So Kaikeyi is hero of Ramayana.
Yes, in my
opinion.
According to Karna Ramayana.
Karna?
Karnava na Ramayana.
Karnava.
Where is mother?
Where is Brinda?
All mother. Yeah. She is mother. Come on.
Abhishek.
Oh, Charnam. Oh, Brinda.